straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland. Welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
I don't think I had that loud enough, but here we go. Welcome to
BadgerCast number 14.
Your slice of Wisconsin life. And a snowy one at that.
That's not that snowy.
Well,
it's dusty.
Okay, welcome to our first-time listeners. Hello. Glad you found us. And for our returning listeners,
welcome back. Lots happened in 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, and we're under a time constraint. So let's get going.
Yeah. We have 47 more minutes.
Okay. You got the list.
I got the list. So, what's been going on in the last 3.5 weeks for you?
Oh, you're asking me first.
I am.
As I grab my coffee.
See, that'll keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Well, let's see. New news about the broken arm.
Yes.
I have the torture device. And I'll explain as much as I know about it, and then you can explain what I missed. It's called like a progressive torture device. And you stick your arm in it, and what it's supposed to do, it's supposed to take that scar tissue or whatever and put and make you bend it and force you to stretch, basically.
It's to progressively, as said splint says, depending on what position you put it in first, to either progressively extend your arm or progressively flex your arm.
Right.
And it's not just scar tissue. You're dealing with a joint that has been not fully functional and has extra pieces of metal and doesn't want to move.
Yes. I get to wear the torture device three times a day for 30 minutes. And every 5 minutes, I get to crank up the tension, either for flexion or extension, until it hurts really bad.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing this, folks, off a Percocet.
We're getting off.
Well, you're
weaning. I'm down to one
a day. You save it for therapy time.
And I save it for therapy time.
On a really positive note, you told me that you took your x-ray this past week.
Yeah, I went to the doctor, and he said, he basically said, you are healed, given what we got when we first started.
Not healed, but healing, because there's a callus there now. Calcification means new bone growth around all that extraneous equipment, which is great.
So I'm getting better.
Yay. Anything else going on?
Just working.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into the swing of things. Had my first week of support. So it wasn't too terribly bad. And then I get to do some overnight work tonight, which should be interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I get to wake up in the wee hours of the morning, go through the trips through the snow, and then do some doing an OS patch.
Sounds so interesting.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what have you been up to?
Trying to keep motivated and positive in a world of blah. The job market really, really, really sucks. I'm looking at the same jobs over and over and over again. None of which I shouldn't say I'm not qualified for. I am overqualified for the majority of them. And the other ones that I am qualified, 90% of them are with the old company. So it kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's almost a new line of work time, huh?
Well, we'll see. On the positive note, job hunting, the temp agency finally called me back, and the one hospital system that is interested in, quote, a temporary employee, finally said yes to me. Now I got to just jump through their computer hoops. Before I can even set foot in their department and work, I need to go through their computer training class, which will be, there's 4 days for like 4 or 5 hours each, which won't happen till the beginning of March. So the most, I shouldn't say the most, the quickest time I should be picking up hours hopefully will be middle of March.
Yay.
So number one, we got to get through the middle of March, which our plan is working. And after that, we have to hope that they need enough hours
to hit
where I was. There, and then I took a chance and applied for another job that is about, what would you say, 45 minutes to an hour away from here.
In
Kenosha.
Kenosha!
But we'll see. I'm not too realistic about that one because technically they are owned by the people I used to work for, but it's like way, way, way down in the fine print. If you'd asked anybody who they are, they would give you a different name. So we'll see.
So
it's getting there.
It's getting there.
I think I've remained quite positive through this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have continued to exercise.
Mm-hmm. You're down.
I'm down to 167. I have not seen 167 pounds since before Josh was born. That was almost 13 years ago.
Awesome.
I have continued to do other stuff. You know, it's like the house still is getting cleaned, probably cleaned more by me than it has been in the last 10 years. The kids and I are doing stuff. Oh, I know. I challenged the kids to the 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups.
I'm playing injured reserve on this.
Well, you have a medical reason for not doing the push-ups.
Yep.
Sit-ups, you really can't balance, so you kind of got a medical issue there. But it was quite funny this morning because last night we did the first day of the first week. And I got through those with the arms a-quivering. Josh.
Now you got to explain the first day and first week. What do you do? How many push-ups break? How many push?
Well, give me a chance, sweetheart.
Okay.
If you go to 100pushups.com, there's a little trial test, and you do the trial. And say, how many push-ups can you do? And we're talking full-fledged military push-ups. Then you wait a day. And then, depending on how many push-ups you had done, it tells you by age and how many you did where you should start. So I started off at 6, 6, 4, 4, and the fifth set was as many as I could do, and I think I barely squeaked out the 5 minimum.
Right.
But I did it.
You did.
Olivia did it.
Josh did it.
Josh did it. Ben started to do it and then goes, this is stupid. And I'm like, we'll see. Ooh, sorry. I pulled apart my earphone there. We'll see. He'll get guilted into it. But, you know, out of the three kids, Miss Olivia has, like, perfect form.
Yeah.
She does. She wanted to run, too. We might have a runner on our hands.
Good.
But anyway, we made it through that, so we're doing that. And, you know, our Friday Y sessions have turned out to be really cool, too, because I go do my workout, and then we spend another 30 to 45 minutes in the pool.
And we do it. Like Sundays, too, sometimes.
Yeah, when we get a chance. But Friday, me and the kids on Friday, we're doing it. We've been doing it for
4 or 5 weeks.
4, 5, 6 weeks. So, I think I have stayed very positive, and I haven't let things get me down, and I've continued to do other things and kept myself busy. So there.
Good.
That's pretty much what's been going on. Now, today, we are podcasting at a really weird time for us. It's in the middle of the morning.
Yeah, it's like 9 o'clock.
It is not. It's 10:30.
All right, 10:30, which means we've got to...
We got like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have number three child, Olivia, is on a school field trip to the Shrine Circus. I want to say it's in Madison this weekend. And the boys are at basketball practice. So we took advantage of our time. Didn't we?
So tell us about Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest mom thing, podcasting. We have been playing online Trivial Pursuit. Well, let's see. We've done it 3 times now?
Yes.
Did a couple weeks ago. We did it Tuesday night, and we did it again Thursday night. And we go on Stick'Em. And I've been the host the first three games here. And I have the board set up and I have all the questions. And then everybody comes in and we've had Lorna, Shelly from Shelly's podcast, CJ from Love, Long, and Prosper has been on. Crystal from Spa Guy's Wife has been on. Big C from Bear Crawling has been on. Matt from Red By Podcast has been on. Who am I missing?
Was Scotty J on one of them?
Scotty J was
the
on.
The podcast guest?
One of them, yes. I'm missing. Crystal from Arizona was on. I'm missing somebody.
I don't know.
I
wasn't on.
Charlene, manager John's wife, was on too.
So
we've had a lot of fun. And by a lot of fun, I mean we've been online. Oh, I know who else I forgot. The winner of Thursday's game.
Oh.
Firefighter Cindy, wife of Randy from Two Guys, One Brain. And she...
You know you're just doing this, so I have to put them all in the show notes.
I know. Makes more work for you. She won. She is an awesome player. She knows her stuff. But we were inundated with Canada questions or decade questions.
And we were using this new 25th anniversary super edition of Trivial Pursuits, which was the only one I found at Walmart, by the way. I was looking for a more standard one, but I didn't find
it. Well, the one that I used, the game that I used the first time was the 25th edition, but family edition.
Right.
And it has kid questions, and then it has adult questions. Mm-hmm. And I don't really see the difference because I think they're equally hard. I think subject-wise are geared more towards the kids, but I don't think they're any easier.
No.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Now there are drawbacks to Stick'Em, and delay is one of them. But you know, we're adults and we persevered and we used the chat line. And that first game that took us forever, we ended up on Skype till Stick'Em was behaving. And there's a will, there's a way. So,
all right.
If you're interested in Trivial Pursuit, get a hold of us somehow when we go through the end of the show stuff, and we will get you on.
All right. So when is the next one? Probably next
sometime
week?
Next week. I kind of go on Monday and kind of figure out where everybody's at.
Okay.
For me right now, I'm an open book.
Especially at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I usually just watch TV with the kids. So.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point,
we might have to make you a moderator because I heard rumblings that they want me to actually play instead of continuing to talk. And
oh, I can do my best game show host voice.
Nah. I don't think so.
Mm-mm. All right, welcome back to Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah. So yeah, Trivial Pursuit's been great fun.
Good deal. Anything else on your show notes
before our break? No, you got another song to flip in here before we hit the other side?
Yeah, we're gonna play a song from Black Lab and from the Podfolk Music Network at music.podshow.com, and it is Living Too Fast on the BadgerCast.
I'm running, no way.
We're back. And that was Black Lab and Living Too Fast from the PodSafe Music Network at music.poncho.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to the second half, and I have three random Wisconsin facts this time. The first is the first Ringling Brothers Circus was staged in Baraboo in 1884. And we know... What are you doing?
I'm trying to do the...
I think you need to stop that. Okay. And we know that they also have the Circus World Museum there.
Yes, because we've been there.
We've been there. It's an awesome time. And the circus parade, Great Circus Parade, also comes out of there. Now, are they still doing it? Or because I know they had funding issues.
I've heard rumblings it might be coming back this summer.
Ooh, that would be fun. If you've never been to the Great Circus Parade and are going to be in the Milwaukee area, when and if they stage another one, because I know they had problems with funding, it is great. And we kind of get a double look at it because the train that takes said circus museum stuff to downtown Milwaukee goes right by our house.
Yeah, at least it's one of the routes. It's not some of, I think they've done a northern route, which goes like through West Bend and those types of things.
The
and then a southern
couple,
route.
The last couple. It has been by our house, and the train tracks to watch that are, five blocks. You go, you camp out with everybody, and you get to see everything go by. It's a really interesting, different view of a circus.
Did they stop, or did they just...
They had, along the train route from Baraboo to Milwaukee, they do have one or two stops that they do make so that you can sit and do that. And one year, they did stop in Eagle.
Okay.
And we were able to get out and talk to the different people and look at the train and the different... I don't want to say trailer. What's the coaches or
the
whatever
coaches,
you want to say
they are. The cars.
Yeah. It was really cool. We got to take the kids with me, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Second random Wisconsin fact. The Republican Party was founded in Ripon in 1834.
Yep.
I don't say that as a Republican and or Democrat, so it's just a fact.
There you go.
And if memory serves, part of the initial building is at Heritage Hill in Ashwaubenon.
Okay.
At that's a
outside of Green Bay.
Yeah, it's outside of Green Bay, and it's an outdoor living history museum, similar to Old World Wisconsin, which is here by our house.
But smaller.
But much smaller, yeah. And the third random Wisconsin fact, excuse me, I'm still getting over this strep throat. Belleville is the UFO capital of Wisconsin. I didn't know we had UFO capitals.
Ooh, little aliens, huh?
Yeah. And
are they green?
I don't know. I've never seen one.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So those are the Wisconsin random facts this time around.
Okay. Should we talk about Julie the celebrity?
Julie the celebrity. Well, I'm not really a celebrity, but I was interviewed.
She was interviewed on?
On the Bear Crawling podcast by Big C and Hugh.
And if you want to find that, it's episode 73, right?
I believe it's 73.
Yeah.
If not, one forward or one backward.
Yeah. And you can find it at
bearcrawling.com.
And I guess I'll put that in the show notes, too.
Yeah, I'm making your life hell, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
But you love me anyway. And speaking
yes,
of,
I do.
Speaking of that said love, I got 24 assorted roses for Valentine's Day. And a week later, they still look awesome.
Yep.
I think I took a picture today, and I'm hoping you put it on as the artwork because it shows you in the new setup here in the kitchen with the roses.
And if you guys want to know where I got it, send me a email at philosophyguysshow@gmail.com.
You did good. They even came with a box of chocolates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which were really good. Okay. So that brings us to what have I been reading? And I've still been reading a whole lot. The first book I read was The Black Dahlia by James Ellroy, and that was off of the Bear Crawling book list. It was different. I've never really read true crime before. It was a good book, but like I said, different because I've never done the true crime. It's a little long. And otherwise, okay. The second book that I read in these weeks was by Sarah Graves, The Book of Old Houses. And that is a mystery book, and it's pretty tame. I mean, just your basic mystery type of thing. And she lives in an old house, and it's where is she? She's in Maine. So that was okay. And then the last book that I read was one that newly came out by Julie Garwood. It's called Fire and Ice. And she does romantic mystery thriller. And this one deals, like the others, with the FBI and lots of other issues.
Okay.
You're
more
just giving
show notes.
Sorry. There is 3 weeks worth of content here, you know. Yeah.
Sorry, I blew out somebody's ears there, I'm sure.
Okay, I'm done. No more books.
All right. Now to
voicemails.
This one comes from our friend, Manager John.
Did you push the right button?
Hey, guys. Manager John, just for the love of God, I'm so happy that you did not say and go into any more detail about the catheter. Thank you. For any guy who listens to the show, thank you. Only one thing I wanted to say is every one of us out here, we are looking forward to the day when we can hear those final best words ever. Julie's got a job. And we follow
from
you.
From your lips to God's ears.
We are right behind you. We're rooting for you. And we know it's going to happen. We just can't wait for it. So keep going. Good luck. Bye.
Thanks, Manager John.
Thank you. Yes, we can't wait. I can't wait. Not that I don't love you at home, but
I'm bored. I want to get the hell out of the house.
Yeah, she does well when she has more than
I thrive under pressure. Yes. I do. Yes.
So.
Do we have another voicemail?
Yes, we do. Just give me 1 second. And this one comes from our friend, Tim.
From Tastes Like Burning.
Maybe.
Hey, Dale and Julie, it's Tim from Tastes Like Burning. Sorry for your New Year's getting off to a really bad start. That kind of seems to be going around. I know personally that's true for us. Anyway, loved your latest show. Just wanted to call and say hi, and I'll talk at you later. Bye.
Well, thanks,
Tim.
I think that's the first. Is that the first time he's called us?
I don't think so. I think he's called or emailed before.
Okay. Maybe email.
My memory's a little fuzzy there. I know that they are patiently waiting for a motor for their treadmill, and I hope they have it.
Oh, yes. I heard if you haven't... Now I'm going to add to the show notes. If you haven't listened to the saga of the treadmill from the Tastes Like Burning guys, it's pretty funny. So check them out at, I think it's tasteslikeburning.lipson.com.
Yes. So is there anything else you need to add? Because we actually put out a podcast with the kids gone in less than an hour.
Yes.
It's a quick update, guys.
It's a quick update.
But
we'll see
it's better than nothing.
We'll see it a couple of weeks or sooner.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should think of just making a date.
There you go. We're going to have to make a date to podcast.
Whatever works.
All right.
Because this is fun. I miss this.
Well, we'll talk at you guys later. And
Whoa. What? You forgot.
Okay.
Contact information. So you can get a hold of us at badgercast.com.
The Badger. Oh, at Badger.
No, badgercast.com. Do you need to read the card, dear?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You can call us on the K7 line at 206-202-2008. You can get a hold of us by email at thebadgercast@gmail.com. Did you see
That's
the
what
difference?
I was going to say, okay. Yeah.
You can get a hold of Dale at philosophyguyshow@gmail.com, or you can get a hold of me at donttickleme@gmail.com.
All right.
And we're both on Skype, and we're both on Twitter.
And until next time,
enjoy the Wisconsin snow. It's snowing even harder now.
Yeah.
Spring.
Think Spring.
That's it. Think Spring.
And we'll leave you with a song, but I don't know what it is yet because I haven't picked it out. So until next time.
Bye.
Bye.